Hi, I'm Francine Michaud. Every week at this time, Chris takes a look at the calendar of events and what's going on around Connecticut. Today's program is made possible by a generous grant from the George A. and Grace L. Long Foundation. I'll begin with an article from the CT Now section of the Hartford Courant for February 14th. Here are some more things to do this week. Globetrotters. Harlem Globetrotters beat the Washington Generals again and again at 2 and 7 p.m. on February 16th at the Excel Center in Hartford. Four packs start at $17 to $44.75 per person. $21 single tickets start at $21.50. Magic pre-pass tickets, $22. Game ticket not included. The team also plays February 15th and the 18th at Webster Bank Arena in Bridgeport. For information, visit the website xlcenter.com. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, based on the creepy children's book by Roald Dahl, has been extensively revised. A couple of the show's songs were originally written for the 1971 movie version. Most of the score was written by the Hairspray team of Mark Shaman and Scott Whitman. The show is at the Bushnell February 19th to the 24th. Performances are Tuesday through Thursday at 7:30 p.m., Friday at 8 p.m., Saturday at 2 and 8 p.m., and Sunday at 1 and 6:30 p.m. Tickets are $23 to $119. For tickets or information, visit the website bushnell.org. The Two Martins. When it's the multifaceted team of Steve Martin and Martin Short, two can be company and a crowd. The duo, who bring along a bunch of musicians to accompany them, visited the Oakdale and the Bushnell in recent years, is at Foxwoods February 16th at 7 p.m. with the final sounding Now You See Them, Soon You Won't tour. Tickets start at $60. For tickets or information, visit the website foxwoods.com. Detroit 67. Detroit 67 by Dominique Morisot is set naturally in 1967 during the race riots that paralyzed the city after an after-hours club was raided by the police and onlookers protested. The two-act, five-character drama is punctuated by Motown hits. It runs through March 10th at Hartford Stage. Performances are Tuesday through Thursday at 7:30 p.m., Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m., and Sunday at 2 p.m., with added shows February 23rd, March 6th, and 9th at 2 p.m., and February 17th and March 3rd at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are $25 to $90. For tickets or information, call 860-527-5151. Or visit the website hartfordstage.org. In folk music news, sisters Lily and Madeline to play Cafe 9. Isn't it nice not to feel supernatural sadness? That's the question that Lily and Madeline ask on a new single. Or, depending on how you chop the line, they might be suggesting that not feeling at all is the nice thing. The duo seems to know the appeal of emotional darkness as a form of romantic intensifier, but they're disavowing the bad vibes. I won't be around. No, I can't help you out. Cut the ropes and leave the negative creeps behind. Get anesthetized to the clingy downers. It's good advice. Lily and Madeline have a kind of delicate and breezy style with a hint of soft yacht rock vibe, minus the kitsch and with an added earnestness. Several of their promo images show the two almost subsumed in backgrounds that swallow them up, whether they're projected starscapes or wispy clouds reflected in the surface of water. The two are sisters, which might help explain that crazy, tight blend that their voices have when they sing together. They specialize in soft folk pop played at nicely slow tempos. And they also have a pleasing, defiant streak. Everyone's expecting me to say, "I'm sorry, but I'm not." They sing on the hypnotic, "not gonna," with its hovering strings. Keeping quiet's easy. I could try, but I'm not gonna. Their songs are about being strong and independent while remaining vulnerable and sensitive. The sisters have something in common with thoughtful and quiet singers like Alila Diane, singers who manage to make a haunting song sound feel welcoming. Lily and Madeline play Cafe 9, 250 State Street in New Haven on February 18th at 8 p.m. The event is free with an RSVP. It's $5 at the door. For information or to reserve a ticket, call 203-789-8281 or visit the website CAFENINE, that's cafe9.com. Renowned salsa orchestra, El Gran Combo, Rich in Tradition, Memories, by John Adamian. El Gran Combo de Puerto Rico is a venerable and highly esteemed salsa orchestra. It's a giant of the genre, sort of like the Duke Ellington Orchestra or the New England Patriots of salsa. The group has been at it for over 50 years in one incarnation or another. It's seen the audience for Puerto Rican dance music rise and fall and come back. The orchestra's original members aren't around anymore, but the tradition and memories are rich. Puerto Rican orchestral salsa may have attracted a little less international attention than its Afro-Cuban cousins, but it is stacked with body-moving rhythms, figures on piano, horns, and drums that all create a bed of interconnected patterns over which the vocalists can elaborate their expressive lines and occasionally erupt with their own blasts of virtuosity. El Gran Combo's shows are usually highly choreographed affairs, with the orchestra reinvigorating and reworking the deep wells of tradition in the Puerto Rican rhythms of plena and bamba. This is big brassy music, but it's meant for dancing. The powerhouse percussion sections make sure that the music is propelled along properly. El Gran Combo and La Sonora Ponceña play the Grand Theater at Foxwoods, 350 Trolley Line Boulevard, Mashantucket, on February 17th at 8 p.m. Tickets are $78 to $98. For tickets or information, visit the website foxwoods.com. From the dining section, who wants mac and cheese? 13 creamy, gooey, and unique choices from menus through the Greater Hartford area. By Leanne Griffin. Let's just assume your 2019 New Year's resolutions are a thing of the past. It's cold out, and you want the food equivalent of an electric blanket. Does it get any better than a bubbling, steaming dish of creamy macaroni and cheese? We're spotlighting a few unique cheesy pasta dishes around Greater Hartford, from an upscale version with an unexpected crustacean to deep-fried concoctions that will hold you over until fair season in the fall. The Beam House Crab Mac and Cheese, $14. The Beamhouse's executive chef, Nicholas Souza, felt like doing something a little unexpected with the Glastonbury restaurant's mac and cheese dish, passing up the obligatory lobster for a less obvious shellfish. "Everyone does lobster," he said. "I wanted to try to make a crab mac that shines." The Glastonbury restaurant's popular dish on its small plates menu, but guests often order it as an entree, Sousa said, features lump crab, smoked gouda, prosciutto, grilled shrimp, and crisp fried leeks. He likes blue crab best, but it's whatever's local and whatever's in season that we go with. For information, visit the website, The Beam, B-E-A-M, House, C-T, .com. Max Burgers. Plain Jane, Roadhouse, and Old School Mac and Cheeses, $12.50 to $14.50. Max Burger's recent menu overhaul features lots of new items: tacos, avocado toast, a retooled veggie burger, and three mac and cheese dishes, one of which is a throwback to the 10-year-old restaurant's original offerings. What's old is new again. Mac and cheese is popular again. It's a comfort food, says Hunter Morton, Max Restaurant Group's culinary director. The old school version, which was on the menu when Max Burger opened in West Hartford in 2009, features a four cheese sauce, cubed Black Forest ham, and peas. A classic plain Jane with cheddar, jack, American, and Parmesan cheeses and buttered breadcrumbs is the top seller, but the Roadhouse Mac packs in the flavor with pulled pork, barbecue sauce, roasted poblano peppers, caramelized onions, and crispy onions on top. For information, visit the website Max, M-A-X, restaurantgroup.com/burger. The Corner Pug, Mac and Cheese, $14.50. The Elmwood Pub's top-selling item gets points for its unique presentation. Chef's hand place the ziti vertically in a dish, then coat the pasta pieces with a rich cheese sauce made from Swiss cheddar and Gruyere. It gets a scattering of breadcrumbs before it's baked to order, but bacon bits are also an option, says manager Chris Foley. For information, visit the website Corner Pug, CORNERPUG.com. The Blind Pig, Mac Attack Pizza, $16. Bear's Smokehouse likes to have fun with its mac and cheese, topping it with smoked meats, piling it on top of baked potatoes, even rolling it into balls with cornbread and pulled pork, and throwing it all into the deep fryer. At its sister pizzeria in Hartford, Mondays are Mac Attack Days, where the mac and cheese ends up on a pizza crust with buffalo sauce and pulled chicken or pulled pork and barbecue sauce. For information, visit the website blindpigpizza.com. Artisanal Burger Company. Fried mac and cheese bites, $7.95. Mac Attack grilled cheese, $13.95. Mac and cheese, $14.95. Add-ons, $1.50 to $4. If you're going to break your diet with extreme cheesy comfort, this is the place. ABC's fried mac and cheese bites in a pool of tomato basil fondue are a popular starter, and its Mac Attack grilled cheese features more fried mac and cheese, bacon and tomato on grilled batard bread. The sandwich's side of hand-cut French fries completes a carbohydrate trifecta. ABC has gotten even more creative with cheese and pasta, says executive chef Anthony Fennis. Putting an 8-ounce beef burger on a bun made of flash-fried mac and cheese, topped with even more mac and cheese and garlic aioli. but it's regular macaroni and cheese with gobetti pasta and a five-cheese blend, fontina, provolone, sharp cheddar, Munster, and Parmesan, is a favorite dish on its own, and guests opt for add-ons like bacon, blackened chicken, and meatballs. For information, visit the website Artisanal, A-R-T-I-S-A-N-A-L, burgercompany.com. A few other noteworthy Macs, put an egg on it. At Butchers and Bakers in Farmington, the four-cheese macaroni carbonara, $18, features brisket, horseradish crumbs, and soft fried eggs. Visit their website at butchersandbakers.com. Eat local at the newly revamped Marlboro Tavern. Its cast iron mac and cheese, $10.75, uses Dutch farmstead cheese from Cato Corner Farm, less than 10 minutes up the road in Colchester. Visit their website, Marlboro, Marlborough, tavernct.com. Hold the cheese, please. A vegan macaroni and no cheese entree, $18, at Flora in West Hartford, gets its flavor from cauliflower puree and nutritional yeast, roasted mushrooms, and black truffle. Visit their website, floraweha.net. At Longtime Middletown Vegan Hotspot Ion, diners can enhance their mac and cheese, $13, with dollar toppings like sriracha aioli, vegan bacon, mushrooms, garlic kale, jalapenos, and caramelized onions. Visit their website at ionrestaurant.com. Maple Sugar Madness, A Sweet Way to Spend a Day by Susan Dunn. It seems everyone is hating the recent cold spell. Everyone except the maple sugar community. Very cold nights and warmer days are essential for maple sap to flow properly. You need cold weather at night, below 32, ideally in the 20s. But if it's a lot colder than that, it doesn't hurt. Cold is good, said Jerry Milne, organizer of the annual Maple Festival in Plymouth. During the day, as the temperature goes up, the pressure in the tree expands and the tree pushes the sap up the trunk. You need that temperature gradient, that pressure gradient. Maple sap tapping season winds down at the end of March, so February and March are full of maple festivals all over the state. Here are some multi-day festivals and single-day events, each category in chronological order. Check websites before going. Festivals. Old Sturbridge Village, Maple Days, March 2nd, 3rd, 9th, 10th, 16th, 17th, 23rd, and 24th, from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sugar Camp demonstrates maple sugaring and tree tapping. Cooks will make maple foods, and potters and coppers will make maple-related items. Included in museum admission, which is $28, $26 for seniors, $14 for students, free for 3 and younger. Old Sturbridge Village is located at 1 Old Sturbridge Village Road in Sturbridge, Mass. For information, visit the website osv.org. Plymouth, Maple Festival, March 2nd from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Maple sap collecting, boiling, sugar on snow treats, games, arts and crafts, scavenger hunt for maple candy prizes, horse-drawn wagon rides, music by the fiddle and banjo duo Down Home Frolic, maple products for sale. The event is free, takes place on the town green, and the Congregational Church on the green at 10 Park Street. For information, visit the website, PlymouthHistoricalSociety.org. Woodbury, February 23rd and 24th, and March 2nd, 3rd, 9th, and 10th, from 1 to 4 p.m. Syrup making demos with science, stories, and humor. Admission is $3 at Flanders Sugar House, 5 Church Hill Road in Woodbury. For information, visit the website Flanders, FLANDERS, naturecenter.org. Sweet Wind Farm, 13th Annual Maple Festival, March 9th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Live sap boiling demos, sugar drawing off, tree tapping, live music, pancakes, classics, classes, tours, sugar on snow treats, cooking demo. The event is free, takes place at 339 South Road in East Heartland. For information, visit the website sweetwindfarm.net. Great Brook Maple Festival, March 9th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and March 10th from noon to 5 p.m. Interpreted tour through four periods of maple syruping history: Native American, Colonial, Civil War, and Contemporary. Maple tastings. The event is free. Takes place at Great Brook Sugar House at Sullivan Farm, 140 Park Lane Road in New Milford. For information, visit the website sullivanfarmnm.org. Hungerford and Nature Center, Maple Sugaring Weekend, March 9th and 10th, from 8 a.m. to noon. All the pancakes you can eat with maple syrup, beverage, and sausage. Watch the sugar-making process, guided walks through Maple Grove, compare sap, real maple syrup, and store-bought syrup, trail walks, demonstrations, and crafts. Admission is $10, $6 for ages 2 to 11, $8 for members, $5 for members 2 to 11, younger than 2 are free. Takes place at 191 Farmington Avenue in the Kensington section of Berlin. For information, visit the website newbritainyouthmuseum.org. Pancake breakfast and maple sugaring demo in Bristol, February 23rd from 8 a.m. to noon. Pancakes, maple sugaring demo, Native American tool exhibit, live animals, arts and crafts. Admission is $10, $5 for ages 2 to 10, younger than 2 are free. Takes place at Indian Rock Nature Preserve, 501 Wolcott Road. For information, go to facebook.com/ Indian Rock Nature Preserve. Maple sugaring classes in West Hartford, February 23rd from 10 to 11:30 a.m. March 3rd from 1 to 2:30 p.m. and March 9th from 10 to 11:30 a.m. Learn how to make maple syrup, tree identification, how to tap a tree, how to collect and boil sap. Admission is $8 for West Hartford residents, $10 for non-residents. Children and adults must register in advance. Children must be 5 or older and must be accompanied by an adult. Takes place at Westmore Park, 119 Flag Road in West Hartford. For information, visit the website Westmore, W-E-S-T-M-O-O-R, park.org. Pancake brunch in Bloomfield, February 23rd, with seatings at 9 and 11 a.m. Pancake brunch followed by a tour of the maple sugaring process, including how trees are tapped, how sap is collected, boiling down. Cost is $20, $10 for ages 5 to 18, 4 and younger are free. Takes place at the 4-H Educational Center at Our Farm, 158 Our Farm Road. For information, visit the website AUERFARM, that's ourfarm.org. Maple Sugar Day in Greenwich, February 23rd, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Learn how to tap trees, make your own syrup, demos, samples. Food truck will be there. The cost is $10, $30 for family, $20 for member families. It takes place at the Greenwich Land Trust, 370 Round Hill Road. Register in advance at gltrust.org. Those are just some of the Sugar Maple events taking place in Connecticut. Here's what's happening live at the Kate in Old Saybrook. On February 16th, Broken Arrow, Neil Young tribute, featuring both the rockin' electric Crazy Horse tunes and the more acoustic pedal steel-driven country rock material. Arrow delivers these classics faithfully while taking them out on some jamming excursions and tastefully tweaking some arrangements. February 22nd, the Corvettes Doo-Wop Review. Dedicated to preserving and performing the greatest music ever made, the music of the 1950s and the doo-wop era. In the tradition of legendary doo-wop revivalist Sha-na-na, every Corvette show is more than a concert. It's a celebration. February 24th, Oscar Party at the Kate. Join us for the Kate's annual red carpet event that honors our 12-time Oscar-nominated, 4-time winning namesake. Walk the red carpet, pose for a photo with a real Oscar, watch the 91st annual Academy Awards live on the Kate's big screen as you enjoy delicious food prepared by fresh salt, sweet treats and beverages, and a cash bar. February 27th, Cherish the Ladies. Under the leadership of the dynamic and irrepressible flute and whistle champion Joni Madden, these ladies create an evening that includes a spectacular blend of virtuoso instrumental talents, beautiful vocals, captivating arrangements, and stunning step dancing. February 28th, the Irish Comedy Tour. The Irish Comedy Tour takes the party atmosphere of a Dublin pub and combines it with a boisterous belly laugh band of hooligans. The Clover Make That Clever comedians whose ancestors hail from the Emerald Isle. March 1st, Tyler Hilton. As a teenager, he released 2 top 40 singles. He starred alongside Taylor Swift in her video for Teardrops on My Guitar. He played the role of one of his musical idols, Elvis Presley, in the Oscar-winning Johnny Cash biopic, Walk the Line. For tickets or information, call 860-510-0453 or visit the website thekate.org. That's a look at some of the things to do around Connecticut from the pages of the CT Now section of the Hartford Courant for February 14th. Today's program was made possible by funding from the George A. and Grace L. Long Foundation. If you have a question or need more information on any of the stories I've read, call Chris at 860-727-9579 or toll free at 1-800-708-0004. I'm Francine Michaud. So long for now.